Introduction. Trust. No team or organization can excel over the long haul without it. And for many leaders, the path to establishing it is anything but clear. Trust is the willingness to put yourself or your team at risk with the belief that another will follow through with a task, in a role, or with a mission. Expressions of trust that lack an element of risk are merely expressions. Because you picked up this book, I will make some assumptions about you. You are a leader who cares about the performance and well-being of your people. But you sense that something, maybe gaps in trust or communication, are holding you and your team back. The good news is that you've taken a great step toward increasing the cohesion and performance of your team by just reading the introduction to this book. With each successive page, you will learn a bit more about a predictable, repeatable process for building trust within your team. A process that begins with an individual's desire for commitment from you and ends with his or her trust in you. Once you have finished the last page, you will see the process everywhere you turn and in every facet of your life. I will warn you right now that there are no shortcuts or quick solutions offered herein. As a matter of fact, I will ask you to take risks and move to engage your team in ways others might consider idealistic or unnecessary. But I promise you will be rewarded for your efforts. Biases, the barrier to trust. Whom do you trust and what made you cross that threshold? Whom don't you trust and what keeps you from believing in that person? Very often the decision comes not just from what we see, but from the events and experiences stored in the processors in our heads and our hearts. Any relationship begins with an introduction, and that first impression is lasting for reasons that are often hard to understand. Consciously or unconsciously, some facet about that person matches something inside of us, something that was coded in us during adolescence or that we absorbed or coded in ourselves along the path of our adult lives. Call them predispositions or intuition if you'd like, but right or wrong, biases reside in all of us. Biases are internal layers of protection that help us resist putting our physical, emotional, or financial well-being at risk.